Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. I want to talk to y'all today about everyday fitness. We talk about everyday fitness because fitness is required in your life in order to maintain and sustain a healthy lifestyle. Man, we want to always contain and remain and hold a healthy lifestyle because a healthy lifestyle, good for all ailments, helping people stay in shape and being able to do things they would like to do within their daily routines. You know, it's easy to get out of a routine when you don't do what you're supposed to do because you can always get stuck doing something that other than what you normally do, especially if you don't make sure that fitness is part of your routine. Some people allow other ailments or other things that they like to keep them from getting into shape. Some people allow work to keep them from getting into shape. They allow children to keep them getting into shape. They allow clubs to keep them from getting in shape. Et cetera, et cetera. The list could go on and on. So what a person has to do is they have to figure out a time of day they can get in to the gym or at home to do some exercises. And it don't have to be nothing strenuous. And really and truly, you're just getting started. I would recommend that you try to get in at least 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day is not a whole bunch, but it's enough to get you started and start getting your body moving. Get the fluids moving through your joints and your blood flowing real good. And 30 minutes is not hard. 30 minutes out of your day to do some kind of exercise to get in shape is always a good thing. You know, and a lot of people don't realize taking that time out for yourself to do a whole lot for you throughout the day. Just like you have to take out time for yourself. That's it. You have to take out time for God throughout your day. In order to draw closer to God. So you want to always do something like to get closer to God. You take that time out with God every day, whether it's 10 minutes a day, to read your word and pray to to God. Nothing helps you get closer to God. Taking 30 minutes out of your day to get some exercise in to help your temple, your body, to get stronger. So I don't want you to ever feel that you can't do something within your life, even if you haven't done anything in a long time. Even if you're older, you feel that you can't do something, but you can. There's always something you can do in order to get yourself in some kind of shape. So, you know, people don't understand that fitness is an important part of your life. So we want to make sure that we stay in some kind of shape during this fitness, during these times right now, especially now where everybody's in their homes or supposed to be in their homes, or you got some places around the world people are still quarantined right now. They can't be out and about. You got some places that are out and about, and the numbers are increasing and people are not taking care of themselves. People are getting sicker and sicker every day. But we want to start taking care of ourselves and getting into some kind of shape to exercise and enjoy life, because you can't enjoy life. You can't enjoy life when you have no energy, when your bones are aching and creaking all day, and you mess up and get ailment, get sick or something, then you have to be laid down to rest or laid down to sleep because you have to take care of yourself. But most people, you know, I've learned they tend to wait to the last minute before they try to do anything to help maintain and take care of their livelihood. Waiting to the last minute doesn't help nobody except the doctors, because, you know, that's how they make their money, by seeing you. So you got to be willing to want to get out and do some kind of exercise throughout the day in order to improve your way of life. Believe me that you want to improve your health for more than one reason, not just for yourself, but if you have kids, little kids, big kids, if you got grandkids, you want to be able to go outside and play with your grandkids or play in the house with your grandkids or do different things with your grandkids or your kids or kids may be. Because if you don't have the will to want to be outside or with your family, that's not a good thing because you should want to be outside with your family, especially your kids, because they're going to want to come outside. They're going to want to play. You got to be able to go out there and do things with them, because you got to enjoy life with them. Because, you know, life is short. Life is short. You don't know when you're going to leave, when you're not going to be there. So you don't know when you're going to be around, how long you're going to be around, and it's good to enjoy your life while you can. So everybody should be some kind of everyday life. I mean, you should want to have some kind of everyday life, something to do or keep yourself moving all the time in order to sustain life. And fitness is one of the key elements you have to have, other than just eating and sleeping and working. But, you know, exercise is the key. And like I said, trust me, if you take a few minutes out of your day, it'll improve your livelihood a lot. Whether you do it early in the morning before you go to work, or late at night before you go to bed, during your lunch hour, and while you're at work, you know, take your lunch hour. Take 30 minutes. Take a 30-minute break. Even if you have to shorten it, if you get you something to eat, then get you a 20-minute workout. Something. Do something, because it'll improve your livelihood. It'll improve your work day. A lot of people don't realize it'll improve their work day because they got some energy pumping, blood flowing through the body. Eat some of the right foods. Don't go in there gorging certain foods that's going to cause you to crash later on. Because if you crash, you get that afternoon crash when people finish eating lunch. Everybody wants to be sluggish. Everybody wants to go to sleep. And that's not what you want to do. So you want to start improving your livelihood, start exercising. Because exercise is the key to a lot of things in life. And we want to make sure that you stay healthy. So, and you know, because I want to incorporate myself, exercise within the workplace corporations, because it helps improve the work, the production of people. If you own a business, and just watch, if you get some people, get them into some exercises, help improve your business. Or while you're at work, help improve what you do, your performance at work. You want to always try to improve your performance at work. So always remember that life is so short that you have to always remember that life is so short that you have to maintain and start taking better care of yourself, because if you don't, who will? You want to enjoy every aspect of your life, every chance you get, because it's always good to have a healthy lifestyle, to be able to eat right, work out, enjoy life, spend your time out, enjoying life. Life is the biggest key. You know, exercise is very, very important. It's just like some people sustain life by taking medicine every day. But, you know, some of these medicines, it's not all you can get off of these medications if you just take a little time to exercise throughout your life, to get a little fitness in your life. It'll help take away some of the medications that you take, especially if people don't have blood pressure. I used to train some ladies, and one lady, she was on 2 high blood pressure people. Started working out with me, getting into good shape. The doctor took her off a blood pressure pill because her blood pressure became good. She had no problems. But the only issue was when she stopped working out, I had left Texas. She stopped working out. They put her back on blood pressure medicine because her blood pressure got out of control. And that's what you want to prevent. You want to prevent your blood pressure from getting out of control. You want to prevent any ailment from getting out of control, because that's your livelihood. You want to always prevent those ailments from getting out of control. You want to take care of your life at all times. And people don't understand. You know, it's not hard. It don't take long. It only takes a few minutes out of your day. It don't take but a few minutes out of your day to do a simple exercise. You can walk in place, run in place, walk the neighborhood. If you got time, go to the gym, you get on a treadmill, elliptical. You can do a little few weights, whatever the case may be. You can do some things to help you get into some kind of shape. And that's what you want. You want to always get in some kind of shape and enjoy yourself, because life is too short to be out here playing with your health. There's no need to be out here playing with your health. Your health is very important, maybe not just to you, but to other people. You got other people in your life that love to see you around, love to see you doing something. If you got somebody in your family that's older, get them out. Get them out to doing something. Don't let them just sit around the house. Because I know, and you know, that older people tend to get set in their ways. And once they get set in their ways, they get to sitting around the house, being bored to death. And you look at them and they like, you can tell they're kind of going downhill. You don't want that. I mean, I know you want to hold on to your loved one as long as you possibly can, but give them something to look forward to, whether it's exercise, whether it's getting in shape, you know, something they can look forward to doing, whether it's just sitting and standing in a chair, sit down, stand up, whether it's just raising their arms to the side, to the front, whether it's curling a water bottle, I don't care if it's a water bottle, a can of vegetables, something in the body. If you see them having, you know, some people have black legs, part of their legs turning black or their foot. That's poor circulation. Help them. Start doing things. Walk them. Massage their feet. Take them and make them move their feet certain ways to help get the blood circulating back to their body. One thing I've learned, that people, all people aren't going to tell you how to fix everything that's wrong with you, you know, because a while back I was at my cousin's house and she had diabetes. And she had a nurse coming in to take care of her every so many days, and her foot was turning black. You know, I sat there and I listened to the nurse. The nurse told me, take your medicine, keep your feet elevated, and blah, blah, blah. So you know me, I had to step in and I said, hey, I got a question for you. Turn to Black, that's Portia Glacier. She's like, yeah. I said, well, wouldn't it be good to have her move her feet around, exercise her feet while she got them elevated up and down, side to side, whatever the case may be, to help increase the blood circulation? She saw the look on that nurse's face, looked at me like, ain't no way he just said that to me, because it's job security for them. And I understand everybody got to have a job. But still, you want your loved ones to be in good shape too, just because you want to have a job don't mean my loved one can't be in shape, you know what I mean? So I make sure that that happens. She said, yeah, that's right. You can do exercise your feet and help with circulation. But now you want to tell her after I say something. But she looked at me as if looks could kill, boy, I'd be a dead man right now. I'm trying to tell you. You know, and it's funny because people like that aren't going to tell you everything you need to get where you want to be, because they got to make sure they keep job security. They're trying to keep you on. They're trying to keep you as a client. As long as they got you as a client, they got a job to go to. But I understand that, and I understand that totally to the utmost, but I'm not going to allow you to just take advantage of something when I could help with the situation. So we sometimes have to step in when other people are not paying attention because or not trying to tell you the right way to do certain things, you know. So I always try to make sure that I like to make sure that everybody's taken care of. So always be strong and take control of your life and allow yourself to have some kind of exercise within your life. So don't be afraid to work out, get yourself in shape. Always make sure that you're doing it right. Now, if you have a question about something and you're not doing it right, or you feel you're not doing it right or going to do it right, contact me. You can contact me at 662-368-2152. Or you can hit me on my email. You can hit me on my email at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. So, you know, you can always contact me to see if you're doing something right or doing it wrong. Because I'm always willing to help anybody that want to do something with themselves, want to get themselves in some kind of shape. So never be afraid to ask. Even if you don't ask me, if you ask an average trainer in the gym, if you see a trainer in the gym or street on the street that you know might know a trainer, ask him. Always ask questions. If you don't ask, you're not going to ever know. I'd rather you ask me and do it, get it right, than to not ask me and get it wrong. And that's going to be a bad issue for you because you're going to probably hurt yourself. And we don't want you to hurt yourself because we try to get you to live a stronger and healthier life, not a hurtful life. So people have to learn, and everybody needs to learn, take that time out for yourself to take care of your temple. Body of your temple is very important. Your temple is very important. And you got to maintain your temple. Keep it strong. Keep it healthy. So people understand that you to live a healthier lifestyle. And you want to always try to maintain and stay functional with every aspect of your life. Stay functional with every aspect of your life. And also fitness, because, like I said, take the time out for your temple, but also take the time out for God, because everybody needs to take that time out in their life to spend time with God. Just sitting back praying, reading the Bible, or both. Take that time out with God. Same thing with your body. Take that time out with your body in order to improve your lifestyle. Taking that time out with God helps to improve your lifestyle. So always look at it in two different ways. Improving my health and improving my lifestyle. Improving God to improve your health and he improves your lifestyle. God can do all things. But, you know, you have to be willing and wanting to do those things. So always be strong enough to make your own decisions to do what's right, to make sure that you maintain your lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. So Don't be afraid to ask questions if you have a question about fitness, anything of that nature, because that's what I'm here for. Me being a trainer, that's what I do. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you maintain your lifestyle. You stay focused within your lifestyle, steadily exercise, and, you know, living a healthier life. It's very, very important. Living a healthier life is very, 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 very important. You want to always stay focused, and you want to always be healthy, because doctors love to see you in the office. But, you know, you got something that'll tell you, do some exercise, do some workouts. Don't overdo it, though. But, you know, they're going to tell you that, but most people still don't follow that. Even if the doctor do tell you do some exercise, most people don't follow that. And then when they come in there and find out they got some kind of ailment, then the doctor say, well, you need to start doing this. Now you want to start doing something? Don't wait till the end. Don't wait till it's too late to start exercise. Don't wait till it's too late to start getting in shape. Don't wait till it's too late to start taking care of your temple, because you wait too late, it's too late. I'm not saying it can't help, but still, when it's something you could have been doing all the time instead of waiting till the last minute to do it. If you can prevent it, prevent it. And that's why doctors treat you under, that's why it's called preventive medicine. Preventive medicine. They give you stuff to prevent ailments, prevent something from getting worse. So people have to understand that, or you have to understand that, life is too short to sit around and not do something with your life, not take care of your temple. So you got to always be strong and be focused and know that your temple is very important. Your health is very important. Your lifestyle is very important. And people don't always agree with what you do or how you do it, but you still need to do it. So always understand that your lifestyle is very important, whether somebody else thinks so or not. Always keep yourself in some kind of shape. Always keep yourself in some kind of shape, because it's going to always fall back on you, because you're going to have to go to the doctor and answer for it. And you're going to have to be the one that goes to the doctor, and the doctor be like, what's wrong? What have you been doing? You're going to be like, nothing. No, I ain't going to need to say nothing, because you should have been doing something. So just remember, stay focused and do what you have to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle, because a healthy lifestyle is very important to you and anybody around you. People love to have you here. You may not seem like it at times, because sometimes, you know, our families tend to find other things in life to keep us from gathering together, and we need to start preventing that also. We don't need to just gather around when there's a death in the family. We need to gather around when there's life in the family, because death is forever. Death is final. Life isn't forever. So you need to get together with your family. Even if you get together at a family reunion, do a walk. Do a family walk. Take them on a walk around the neighborhood. Take them on a walk through the park, somewhere where everybody can be together and get together. If you got family that live around you, spend more time with your family. Some people spend more time with their friends or people in the street than they do their own family. They go by and say, hey, how you doing? Bounce out. Or what you got to eat? Bounce out. Spend time with your family, because life is too short to be out here doing other things other than spending time with your family. Taking care of your life. Get right with God. Taking care of your health. Spend time with your family, because family not always going to be here. And when they're gone, that's when people want to cry and say, I miss my family. But you didn't miss them while they was here, because you didn't go see them and talk to them. Take them with you for exercise. Take them walking with you. Go walk in the park with them. Talk to your family. See what they're doing. See how they're doing. Some people got family around here doing bad and don't even know it. Why? Because they don't talk to them. Or they feel that their family's not going to care for them to tell them. So show interest in your family. Show people that you care. You should care about your body, care about your family, care about your lifestyle. And live a healthier lifestyle. Stay in shape is the key. Stay in shape. So, you know, I'm always here. If anybody got any questions or need any questions, or have any questions about anything, especially dealing with fitness, always be willing to just get in shape. Just do something. I don't care if it's just a walk around the corner. Walk to the mailbox 10 times. I don't care if it's walking up and down your driveway. I don't care if it's walking around your house. That's an adventure by itself. Some people probably know the back of their house look like, or the side of their house look like, and then they'll walk around it. Somebody else have to tell them, man, you got your house dirty on the side. You need to power wash it. Oh, really? I ain't know. Time with your life. Take time and get yourself a healthier lifestyle. Get yourself back in shape. Stay in shape. Take care of your lifestyle. Take care of your family, your friends, your kids. Some people work so much and they don't really spend much time with their kids because they work so much, which I understand. They're trying to provide a roof over their head. But you can't provide that roof if you're not here. You can't provide that roof if you're not here. If you're in the hospital sick, you can't provide that roof because you're not working. That means you're not bringing money in. So take care of your life so you're able to bring or keep a roof over your head, but still at the same time, spend time with your kids, your family, your close relatives, people that you love, you know. Go see them. Take them for a walk. Do something different with them, you know. Help them get in some kind of shape. Don't allow your family to dwindle down to nothing because most people don't care enough to even make sure that their family is okay, or if they got an illness so bad to where they have to get their legs cut off or a limb cut off or they hurt themselves, that's when you're concerned when something has happened bad to them already. Don't wait too late because your family is very important and you shouldn't wait too late in order to get your family in shape or get yourself together with your family. Everybody can be in shape. We can have a healthier life if do something to get in shape. Exercise. Take care of yourself. Don't allow other things to control your life. You know, people allow everyday life, such as work or an environment, to keep them from being around their family or taking time to be with their kids or getting themselves into shape or taking that time out with God. There's always an excuse. Well, I just don't have time. There's not enough hours in the day. I've heard that 1,000 times. And people don't realize it's just an excuse. God, if you can make time to do other stuff, hang out, go to clubs, whatever the case may be, you can make time for your life. Now, this is Trainer Ray, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. If you have any questions, you can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-368-2152. Thank y'all for joining me today on the episode of Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray, talking about everyday fitness. Y'all take care and have a wonderful day.